The Troy Murphy Show.
Welcome to Current Affairs Unplugged and Explained, a simplified look at the complex news stories of the day and done so in a way so that you can understand what's going on and so you can be the informed and educated one at your next fancy dinner party, backyard barbecue, or coffee catch up with friends. Today, let's take a look at the cost of renewable energy transition in Australia. Australia's energy landscape is currently at a bit of a crossroads. On one side, we have the promise of renewable energy sources like wind and solar being built across the country. On the other, the opposition, well, they're talking about introducing nuclear power and its proven stability into the mix. Now, to better understand the options of renewable energy, such as wind and solar, versus nuclear energy, we must delve into the associated costs and implications of each. Firstly, renewable energy infrastructure. This is wind turbines and solar panels. A significant factor in transitioning to renewable energy is the cost of infrastructure. And this is where it's a little bit tricky, because we have the Albanese Labor government telling us that it will cost around $40 billion to power Australia with what they call cheap, clean, green energy, renewables, wind and solar. But expert group Net Zero Australia have found that Australian must find $1.5 trillion by the end of the decade to meet our 2050 green targets. That's a lot of money. And then there's the issue of, well, the lifespan of these wind turbines and solar panels. Renewable energy installations have a lifespan of about 25 years. And concerns are being raised about the waste that we will have to deal with in a quarter of a decade's time when these renewable energy sources no longer work. And there are also questions being raised about the environmental impact of having all these new wires built across the country and across our agricultural land, and the environmental impact that will have too. Earlier, I did speak about nuclear energy. So let's compare renewables to nuclear. Nuclear energy presents a stable and consistent power source. Now, the upfront costs of nuclear plants are hefty. Yes, it costs more to build nuclear, but nuclear offers long-term price stability. In contrast, while the initial cost for renewables might be lower, the long-term costs are higher, especially when they cannot guarantee continued supply and stability, of which, when there's less power, there's a high chance we'll be paying more for that power or experiencing black or brownouts. It's also important to remember that no country across the world relies solely on renewable energy, underscoring the value of diversification, combining multiple energy sources to enhance stability and mitigate risks. So let's critically analyze the cost of renewable energy transition here in Australia. The pros of renewables: low energy emissions during operations. We're told it could cost less upfront to build, but like I pointed earlier, there is debate over how much it would cost. The cons of renewable: it requires substantial grid modification, and with variable energy generation, we only have power when the sun is out and the wind is blowing, it can lead to stability issues and concerns over waste and recycling of the wind turbines and solar panels when their lifespan expires. With nuclear, the pros are consistent energy generation, a longer plant lifespan, and substantial energy output from a single plant. The cons of nuclear, the high initial costs. There are also concerns over nuclear waste disposal, but in my research, the waste disposal is far smaller than that of renewables, wind and solar. Now, should we have renewable energy here in Australia? Or should we have nuclear energy here in Australia? Well, why not both? To go green, and which I'm sure everyone agrees, we have to do our bit to reduce emissions and cut greenhouse gases and take climate change seriously, even though we only make up 1.1% of the planet's global emissions. The transition is not going to be cost-effective. It's going to cost us a lot of money, and not just up front, but in the long term. So if we're going to do it, let's do it right. There's sustainability issues as well. The variable nature of wind and solar can introduce energy stability concerns, which is why not both? And of course, the environmental impact. The end-of-life phase for wind turbines and solar panels poses great environmental concerns due to waste, something that was not spoken about when the whole push for green energy, for renewable energy, was marketed as the answer to Australia going green. Now, given everything I've spoken about in this Current Affairs Unplugged and Explained story on the cost of renewable energy transition in Australia, while renewables have their place in a diversified energy portfolio, nuclear energy presents a compelling option for Australia. Did I mention it's plug and play? We can build nuclear where current coal plants are and plug it into the existing poles and wires. Nuclear is a consistent energy generation and a low emitter too. Now, if you combine that with long-term price stability, nuclear can provide the energy backbone Australia needs to go green. As the country contemplates its energy future, nuclear should be considered as a cornerstone around which other supplementary energy sources, such as wind and solar, can be built.